ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा। सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ श्री राधा गोपीनाथ श्री श्री गौरनिताय गिरिधारी गोपाल श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड हर ग्रेस नर्तकी माताजी काइंडली गिव योर ब्लेसिंग्स टू स्पीक। एज वी सी एंड वी सॉ जस्ट नाउ इन द ड्रामा हाउ तुकाराम महाराज वेरी सिंपल हार्टेड एंड सिंपल हार्टेड वे preach the holy name of the Lord. And most of you must be knowing that he was initiated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the holy name of the Lord. And because of this Sankirtan movement which was preached by Tukaram Maharaj, so many thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon devotees of simple villages of Maharashtra, they attained perfection of life. Tukaram Maharaj actually made the highest pleasure available to common masses. The most complicated process of Vedic injunctions, attaining the Brahman realization, much higher than that, Tukaram Maharaj offered people in a very simple manner. But there was a price to be paid for that. He had to undergo so many difficulties, so many oppositions and challenges. But with firm faith in the Lord's holy name, he defeated all the challenges, won over all the challenges, and distributed the treasure of the holy name to each and everybody. In the Krishna Leela, we know that Sri Krishna performed his eternal pastimes of Golok Vrindavan on earth for some time, very short time. Part of the Nitya Leela of Golok Vrindavan he exhibited in Bhoma Vrindavan, the Vrindavan of the earth. And he performed Leelas with all the birds, peacocks, cows, animals and so many other living entities in Chantaras. He performed pastimes with his friends, with his servants. Special pastimes were cow herding pastimes. We went to the forest with his friends and enjoyed beautiful exchanges of loving relationship, herding the cows at the bank of Jamuna. Then he exhibited pastimes with his mother and father and the elderly gopis and the gopas. And then he also exhibited the highest pastimes of Golok Vrindavan with the gopis on earth. And the highest expression of the manifest love of the Lord for his devotee was expressed in last Ras Leela. The highest ever one can imagine to have the experience of from Sri Krishna is Ras Leela. And in Bansiwat area, under the tree of Banyan, he played the flute in the middle of the night and he invited all the gopis. on 29th of this month, October, there is a festival of Sharad Purnima, called also Ras Purnima. On the same day, the most auspicious month of Kartik is also beginning. So on this auspicious day of Rasa Purnima, he invited all the gopis and they left everything. Some of them were doing household work, serving their husbands, children, mother-in-laws and doing so many household works. They left everything like mad people, completely enamored by the enchanting transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna, the celebrated flute. And they were totally mesmerized, got pulled uncontrollably to the middle of the forest without considering the dangers of darkness, of the animals, of the flower, of the forest conditions. And they reached there, sacrificing everything, abandoning all their duties and dharma. And Sri Krishna told them, "Why have you come here? Will you please go away? This is not good for married women, to give up their duties at home, to give up duties to the husband. It doesn't befit according to dharma." He spoke many things, discouraging them to be with him, to go back. So they said, "These all duties that you are explaining to us that we should do, they are like clothes, they are like multi-layer clothes. And we have left all these clothes very, very far away before reaching over here. So we cannot wear them again. We have left them to come and please you, to serve you." And again, a lot of discussion took place. Krishna tested their level of surrender and they gloriously passed the test. And then Krishna began the Raslila, the eternal exhibition, manifestation of the intense love, loving exchange between the devotees and Krishna. And in this pastime, in this Leela of Krishna, it was restricted to only gopis, those who were qualified in the highest of conjugal rasa. To them it was restricted and available, it was made available to them only. The Gandharvas and the Kinnaras, Yakshas and Kimpurushas and all the great demigods who are expert in dance and music and everything else in arts, gathered in the sky, they couldn't even come closer. At that time, Lord Shiva came running to see and he was stopped at the gate. He was told that only women are here. Only one man is there, everybody else is woman. So you want to instantly become woman. He was told to go to Mansarovar, take bath there and come back instantly without thinking what will happen to him when he will become woman. He just jumped and became a gopi and came running. After some time, Lakshmi Devi came and she was stopped and she was told that you have to first serve the coward girls in milking cows and gathering the cow dung and making cow dung cakes and so many menial services of making the flour with cow dung and milking the cows and making the butter and churning the yogurt. She said, I am goddess of fortune. I am from Vaikuntha. I am not trained to do all these things. She said, "Very sorry, we cannot allow you to come in." So she went and performed tapasya. And he said, she's still performing tapasya, because she could not give up her Aishwarya Bhav. Now who is Goddess Lakshmi? She is eternally residing not only in Vaikuntha but at the center point of Vaikuntha, at the feet of Lord Vishnu, constantly massaging and pleasing her dear master. She was refused to come inside the Rasa Mandala. Narad Muni also had to take up the form of Naradiya Gopi, accept the form of conjugal Bhav Gopi, and then could enter. Lord Shiva also was allowed to enter later on, but he couldn't dance in the dance. He had to just come and serve the divine couple with Chamara and then come out, and was told to stand at the gate, to guard the gate and protect the Rasa Mandala. So why we are describing this? Because just to let us understand how confidential and secret is this Rasa-lila, where Krishna expresses the joy of Golok Vrindavan to his dear gopis. And big personalities in these universes were rejected. So many demigods couldn't even come closer. It is said that they were trying to match the melody, but they could not match. They could not understand what rag is this. What kind of combinations of swar is this? They couldn't make out. So it was, for those in Aishwarya, the whole situation was completely oblivious. They just couldn't understand what's happening. Something great is happening, but I don't know, I don't understand what is happening. That was their condition. They were completely mesmerized, bewildered, confused, and still trying to capture the essence, but they couldn't understand anything. Other personalities were rejected. It was so much confidential, kept by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And that whole night, they danced. And it is explained that Lord Krishna put one night of Brahma in one night of earth. And that much long period of time, they kept dancing and dancing and dancing. And it was only one night of the earth, but it was actually one night of Brahma. So many millions of years, the gopis enjoyed. And some of them, Krishna expanded actually, in each and every form of gopi, with the gopi, and danced in such a engrossed way, and gopis also danced in such an engrossed way. They felt that only Krishna was only with them. They couldn't understand that he was with everybody. They thought, I am so fortunate and so special. First they thought I am fortunate, then they thought I am special. And everybody thought the same way. So immediately, to treat his beloved devotee gopis, correct them, Krishna just left the Rasa arena. And at that time everybody started narrating that he was with me, he was with me, he was only with me. And everybody said the same thing. Then all of them came to understand that he was not only with me, he was with everybody. And they became humbled by that. By this time Krishna had left, and he was also feeling separation from gopis. He sat under a tree at the bank of Jamuna, under a tree of Imli, and he could not bear the separation from Radharani and gopis, and started meditating on Radharani, her bhav, her love for him. And he turned golden yellow. He assumed the complexion of Srimati Radharani. And gopis were crying, singing songs of separation, led by Radharani, searching Krishna, begging the trees and the creepers and the flowers and the fruits and the animals and the Vanadevatas and the demigods, have you seen Krishna? They were crying and crying. And somehow they came near this tree and they saw a very beautiful sight. Somebody having peacock feather, wearing pitambar, but in golden yellow coral, wrapped in meditation, appearing to be in bliss. They were discussing among themselves, who is this personality? We have never seen this personality in Braj Bhumi. And then Radharani went and touched him. And immediately Krishna came back to his external senses. He assumed his dark black form, dark bluish form. His golden form, golden color, just faded away. And he became again like his original color of dense dark cloud. At that time Radharani asked him, what is the secret? We didn't understand. What is the meaning behind this pastime of yours? And Sri Krishna said, in this particular situation, feeling separation from you, I was meditating on you, on your bhav. Because always I was wondering, what is it that you have for me? What is that you see in me? What bhav you have got? And it appears that you always enjoy more than me. The bliss that I experience, your bliss is much, much more, multiples of that bliss. So I experienced that somewhat, to some degree, I experienced. And I am longing to experience it more and more. So I declare to you, in the next yuga, I will come, adopting your mood, and I will distribute the love that you feel to everybody in the material world. It was a great decision. We have to thank for this decision. All of us need to thank for this particular leela. We should thank this leela also. Now, we have to understand that Golokera Premadhana. First of all, that Golokera Premadhana manifested in the form of Rasleela in the material world. The highest essence. Everything else was also experienced by all the devotees in Braj Bhumi. But the highest of all, Mellow, was brought down in the form of Rasleela. And it was confidential, private, and restricted. But Krishna has one disease. That is the disease of giving mercy to everybody, being compassionate. Is to give compassion, mercy, kripa is his disease. He is obsessed. He just cannot restrict himself. So what was his thought process when he experienced this pleasure when he was meditating on Radharani's bhav at Imlitala? That this particular pleasure should not be restricted to only some people. This enjoyment, this bliss, this transcendental experience must be distributed to each and every living entity. It may be sinful, may not be sinful, may be fallen, may not be fallen, may not be in properly situated, or may be properly situated. In all conditions of life, to every living entity who is my part and parcel, who unfortunately is living in this material world, should be given this treasure. And there should be some formula for that. Why so many people are restricted? So what Lord Krishna did? Lord Krishna encapsulated the highest form of bliss that can be thought about, that can be imagined, that can be experienced. All possible experience of the highest happiness and bliss of Golok Vrindavan, he put in a capsule and he came down himself. And what was that capsule? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And when something is very important and very, very powerful, and most important, that activity, the chief of the whole situation, takes it to himself. He doesn't send, okay, you go down and deliver this capsule to my people. He said, I will go personally. That is second thing. First thing, that the most unavailable, most confidential bliss, he made it available in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Sankirtan Yajna of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he said, I will not just deliver it through anybody's hand. I will myself come and distribute it myself, exhibiting myself. You cannot imagine the compassion of the Lord. And that too, he said, I will not come as Supreme Lord. I will come as my devotee. I will conceal my identity. I will become my own devotee because Radharani is my devotee. She is my topmost devotee, and being topmost devotee, she experiences topmost bliss. So I want to experience that bliss being my devotee. I cannot come and as Supreme Lord and experience that. I have to take a subordinate position. I have to become a devotee of mine. Conceal my identity. So you can imagine, wherever we go, whatever little position we have, whatever little influence we have, we always make people become aware of that. So we go to unknown area, we are very much tempted from within to tell them, who am I, and what is my degree, and what is my position, and how much wealth I have, and how much influence I have. Somehow or other, indirectly, directly, we keep on explaining people and let them know how great I am. And how much is our glory? Insignificant, you know. In one city, one corner, somewhere, some influence we have. In the context of the whole creation, it's just so insignificant. And of that unlimited creation of the Lord, the Supreme Lord is the boss of the whole creation. The controller, the master, and the enjoyer of the whole creation. And he comes down and conceals his identity that he is Supreme Lord. It takes great sense of renunciation to come in unknown congregation and not let anybody know who you are. giving up that pride of ourselves. The Supreme Lord has done that. Yes, by coming as a devotee, he has actually exhibited the highest form of renunciation of one's own identity and position. And he has got that most precious gift of Goloka and come down in common masses in Kali Yuga. People are most sinful, most forgetful of the Lord, most in ignorance, most performing activities averse to the Lord. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhagavan chakari. Forgetting Krishna, trying to enjoy oneself, one's senses. People are engrossed in this age, day and age. Forgetfulness is to maximum extent. In that area, in that era he has come. And then distributed the holy name everywhere and to everyone in all times to come. And so when we perform Harinam Sankirtan, actually what is that? Harinam Sankirtan, there is one nice poster in ISKCON. Some of you must have seen. Half the picture upstairs is one picture, portrait style picture. This is a portrait style picture. Standing picture. Half of the part, upper part is Ras Lila performance by Krishna. And half of the part is Kaitanya Mahaprabhu performing Sankirtan movement. Huh? What is the meaning of that? The same thing is there down. Which means, if people like us, living entities of Kali Yuga, if we take part with full heart, offering our full heart, mind and senses into the process of Sankirtan Yajna of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are actually in Ras Lila of Krishna. That is the true understanding. We may be dancing here, dancing on the road in Haridam Sankirtan, procession, in Mayapur, in Vrindavan, wherever. Wherever we do this, what happens is, that place becomes Gaulok Vrindavan. Even if you are standing next to gutter, a pile of garbage, in the most dirty area, and more than two devotees come together and sing the holy name of the Lord, what happens is that Gaulok Vrindavan descends in that place. You will become completely oblivious to the bad smell and the bad surrounding and the bad influence of vibrations of that particular place. And you will be lifted up from the fallen conditions of consciousness to the highest level of bliss of Krishna consciousness. And all the worries, all the effects of the modes of material nature, all the threefold miseries of material life, they vanish, at least for that moment of time. That means, as Prabhupada says, when one chants Hare Krishna, at once one transcends physical, mental, you know, intellectual and ego levels and finds oneself on the blissful, transcendental, spiritual platform till the time one is chanting Hare Krishna, at least. So we are transported to Gauloka and given the experience of Gauloka's essence of Premadhan when we are participating in Sankirtan Yajna. And that greatest gift Sri Krishna has brought down in Kali Yuga for all of us. It is said that Sri Krishna is the emblem of Madhurya, but also Audarya is in him. Madhurya has all Audarya in it, and Audarya has all Madhurya in it. But it is said when Madhurya is in prominence, the conjugal feelings and of loving sentiments, that place becomes Vrindavan. And when Audarya takes prominence, that place becomes Mayapur, Navadvip Dham. That is the only difference, but there is no difference in one sense. It's only the expression of mood is different. But Madhurya and Audarya, in one sense they are one, in another sense they are different. Madhurya is somewhat private and secluded, confidential, and Audarya is for everybody. But Audarya is more relevant for us because Audarya allows that secret confidential pleasure to be available to each and everybody. That's why Audarya is most important. The Lord is full of Madhurya, but we may not be able to relate to Him. We may not be on that platform to understand and to relate what is this Madhurya. But because the Lord is completely Udar, completely munificent, magnificently munificent, we can understand. We are given a chance to understand. We are given the eligibility to understand what is the Madhurya by the process of Audarya. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is that Lord Sri Krishna who has assumed complete munificence and come down in masses like all of us to distribute that highest treasure of love that one can experience, imagine to experience in conditioned state or in liberated stage or in the stage in Gaulok Vrindavan. And that is Mayapur. Sri Mayapur Dham is a place where Lord Chaitanya decided, he chose that place to inaugurate his Sankirtan Yajna. It is also explained one time in Mayapur by His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj that as Kali Yuga will progress, as Kali Yuga will advance, Sri Vrindavan Dham will conceal its glories, shanahi shanahi, gradually. Sri Vrindavan Dham will be unmanifest to the mortal eyes. Not today, gradually, as the Kali Yuga will advance, it will progress towards Ghor Kali Yuga. And as much as Sri Vrindavan Dham will become unmanifest gradually, in that proportion, Sri Mayapur Navadvip Dham will manifest its glories to the mortal eyes. Because what is more important when we enter into denser and denser Kali Yuga is that we need more and more mercy. It is very difficult to perform, you know, bhakti. It is not easy in Tukaram time also. Tukaram's time was 400 years back from now. But still so difficult. So-called devotees also are opposing. So-called situations of, you know, today's age is 400 years after that time. It must be very sattvic that time. Lot of culture must be available that time. People must be behaving in a very cultural and spiritual manner. Huh? Today, after 400 years, things have changed. Nobody wears dhoti and kurta. Even so-called religionist people also not so much culturally oriented. And if we live another 100 years and 200 years and come back again and again, unfortunately, in this material world, things will be very bad. So connecting to Lord's mercy will be very, very difficult. Lord Chaitanya, foreseeing this, has made the arrangement in such a way that His mercy through Sankirtan Yajna will become more and more manifest and more available through Navadvip Dham to all of us. And this is the right time to prepare our mood for the Mayapur Yatra that we are going to conduct very soon. How many of you are going to Mayapur Yatra? Hare Krishna. Sri Mayapur Dham Ki! It is in Mayapur Dham, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna decided to descend and to inaugurate, and from there, you know, He actually planted the seed of Sankirtan Yajna in Srivasangan, in Mayapur Dham, and from there it was distributed to all over the world. So some glories of Mayapur Dham we'll like to describe today. You have to understand that Sri Srimati Radharani in Golok Vrindavan one time wanted to meet Krishna, but she came to know that Sri Krishna is enjoying confidential time with Viraja Devi, one other than Gopi. So she came in by one huge chariot, effulgent golden chariot bedecked with jewels, with millions of gopis on that, playing instruments and trying to amuse her. And they were proceeding towards a place where Krishna was supposed to be with Viraja River. As soon as the news came, Sridhama was guarding the Kunja, informed them, and Viraja River immediately became a river, and Krishna disappeared. Radharani could not find anybody. So she went away. Again she heard the news, she was hankering to meet Krishna, but she heard again she is, again Viraja Devi is with Krishna, Krishna is with Viraja Devi. Again she went, and again there was nobody. Then she thought, I must do something which is very, very attractive to Krishna's heart, so He will come running to me. So she, by her own hands, developed a beautiful forest with ponds and walkways and gardens and trees and creepers and flowers and fruits and beautiful birds and beautiful environment. And she personally planted the trees, nurtured the trees, and developed a beautiful place. And after developing that whole beautiful place, the description is given in Chaitanya Bhagavata and other scriptures that it had everything that is in Golok Vrindavan. And then she went inside and she played flute. Some of you must be knowing that Srimati Radharani is the guru of Krishna for playing flute. She has taught Krishna how to play flute at the banks of Jamuna River. Krishna sitting as disciple and Radharani sitting as guru. So whose flute mesmerizes the whole universe? Every living entity, every char achar thing of the material and spiritual worlds is enchanted by the divine ambrosial sound of the flute of Krishna. But that flute she has taught him. So when she played the flute, Krishna was immediately attracted, and he came running to that place where she was playing flute, and he fell at her feet, and she said, "What a beautiful place you have created! Such a beautiful atmosphere! You have attracted my heart, captured my heart. I offer my heart to you in great gratification and great gratitude and thankfulness. I will reside in this place eternally with you. I will invite great devotees of mine. I will expand the samudaya, the congregation of gopis and devotees in this place. Whoever will come and live in this place, that place, this place will give them eternal transcendental experience of love. They will be freed from material desire. They will be liberated condition. And this place will be called as Nava Vrindavan, New Vrindavan. Also, this place will be inhabited by Srimati Ganga Devi, and her sisters will come down here and reside here in the form of rivers, and they will divide this place in 9 islands. So also they will be called as Navadvipa. And whoever will take shelter, I declare, whoever will take shelter of this place will receive the essence of Goloka Vrindavan, the love that I experience for you, you experience for me. That will be available to all those people who visit this place or reside this place even once. They will not take birth again. And that was Mayapur Dham. So this is the origin, the celestial reservoir of all the rasas, rasa adhishtatri, Krishna Hridaya Sanjeevani, Srimati Radharani, with her own hands created this place and attracted Krishna to come in this place. And to that same place, Krishna came down as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assuming the bhava of Radharani. Thakur Bhakti Vinodji wrote a book which is called as Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. And he explains that in this book, he explains that Nityananda Prabhu actually gave parikrama of Navadvip Dham to Jiva Goswami. At that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had disappeared. Nityananda Prabhu was there. And even 6 Goswamis were also there. And Jiva Goswami was brought to Sri Navadvip Dham from his own place, Sri Srihatta. So in this book he explains that the glories of Navadvip Dham. He says, person who has committed hundreds and hundreds of offenses can easily be forgiven if even once he attains Navadvip Dham physically. Just goes there once physically. Because Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will receive him in great affection and will help him to overcome all his offenses. Sages, for this reason, endlessly glorify Navadvip for this reason. He who lives in Navadvip Dham is very fortunate, for he achieves attraction for Krishna. He who happens to go there becomes freed from all offenses. When one attains by traveling to all the holy places, what one attains by visiting all the holy places is attained simply by remembering Navadvip Dham. In this way, the scriptures sing, he who sees Navadvip Dham gets ecstatic love for Krishna, birth after birth. Even one who goes to Navadvip desiring to gain material comforts. It's possible. Sometimes, we are from city full of Rajo and Tamo Guna, also Sattva Guna. We have desires to have material enjoyment. And we may still go with all this package to Navadvip Dham for Yatra. Even if we, by mistake, not advising that you should go with this kind of mood, but even if by mistake, by compulsion and obsession, if you have to go there with such kind of contaminated consciousness, even then, it is said that, even one who goes to Navadvip desiring to gain material comforts through pious activities will not be able to take birth again. He will be delivered from cycles of birth and death. That means, what I understand from this is that even though we are not qualified to receive the highest gift of love from the Lord, Navadvip Dham is so merciful, so munificent, just by reaching there, this gift will be given to us even if we are qualified or not qualified. Even if our stage is not suitable or we are not eligible, it will be awarded to us. That kind of inconceivable mercy is available by visiting Navadvip Dham. The Shastras say that one who walks around Navadvip Dham attains the fruit of millions of Ashwamedha Yajna at every step that he puts in the Dham. Now, I will not go in details of Ashwamedha Yajna. Ashwamedha Yajna is a very, very, very elaborate process. It takes sometimes years and years and years to perform, and there are meticulous processes. One should not make any mistakes in those processes. And then finally, if you do everything right, everything correctly, all the ingredients are correct and times are correct, and the sadhus are genuine, mantras are sung correctly, and after long, long time, you complete one Ashwamedha Yajna. And then you get some fruits. Those are also limited fruits connected to the material world. It is said that at each step that you take, knowingly or unknowingly, when you are in the yatra in Navadvip Dham, you must be walking millions of steps, right? To go from one place to another, to go from temple to prasadam hall, prasadam hall to bookstall to gift shop, and to yoga pitha, then maybe to so many places you may be going. We don't understand, at every step you will get benefits of millions of Ashwamedha Yajna. And what to speak of people who live in Navadvip. Those who live in Navadvip and chant mantras obtain the sound of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mantra. That means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's uttering the holy name is experienced by the people who live in Navadvip and chant the mantra. Those who live in Dham, take birth in Dham, they are one kind of Dhamvasis. Those who take birth outside and then go to Dham and make their residence over there by buying a house there, they are second kind of Dhamvasis. And third kind of Dhamvasis are all of us who go in on yatra there and reside there for some time. They are also Dhamvasis for some time. So when we go on this yatra, we become Dhamvasis for some time. And if we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with attention over there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sound will be available to us on our tongue while we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and experience the nectar of the holy name. And he will get completely free from Maya. What yogis get after 10 years of visiting all the tirthas is obtained only in 3 nights of residence in Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham ki! The liberation attained by Brahman realization at other holy places obtained simply by taking bath in Ganga. Also I have heard in one place that in Navadvip Dham, Gangaji is flowing from Gangotri, then Gomukh from Gangotri, then all the way down it comes. Anybody who takes bath in Ganga, it is explained that they will get freed from all the sinful reactions. But sinful proclivity and the seed of sinful desires cannot be washed away. But when Gangaji enters Navadvip Dham and then leaves Navadvip Dham, again after that you take bath, again the benefit is liberation from sinful activities, but not freedom from proclivity and the bija of sins. But if you take bath in Ganga in Navadvip Dham, not only one will get free from all the sinful reactions, but the sinful tendencies and the seed of sinful activities will also be washed away. And one will develop love for Sri Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would gift you. That is the benefit. It is said even if you gaze at Ganga in Navadvip with love in heart, you will receive love for Krishna in return just by gazing at Ganga. This is the benefit of Ganga. Same thing with Jamuna. Outside of Vrindavan and inside of Vrindavan, the same difference is there. So all the muktis appear to be insignificant. Anyway, there is unlimited glories. Suffice to understand that we are not qualified for receiving any of these glories. But we are awarded this by the mercy of the Lord. Shvetadvipa, Vaikuntha, Goloka, Vrindavan, the 7 holy cities like Ayodhya, Mathura, Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchi, Avanti and Dwarka all have taken residence in Navadvip Dham. And Navadvip Dham is all the 12 forests of Vrindavan are residing in Navadvip Dham. In this sense, Mayapur, Navadvip Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham and Jagannathpuri Dham are not different. One who considers them as different is committing a great offense. In expression of mood then may be different, but in essence they are all same. The mercy of the Lord available is same. But when one sees Navadvip with material vision, as it is made up of material elements, you may see gutters, you may see wild animals or dirty animals or improper roads or so many things we will see, so-called faults with understanding of materialism. for that person, unfortunately, Navadvip Dham will cover itself. Maya will cover Navadvip Dham, make it unmanifest to your eyes. So why we are discussing this is because we also are conditioned living entities, living in cities. And we may go with our understanding of comforts and situations and environments like we have, and we may need so many things and we may not get those things there, so we may criticize those things and we'll lose all the benefit by of being in Navadvip Dham. We prepare our bags, put our clothes and put our toothbrushes and so many things. That is one way of preparation. But another way of preparation is preparing our heart. Saintly people say that we should keep Rajoguna in city only when we go to holy places. We should not carry Rajoguna over there. We should not carry so many expectations of physical comforts. We should be prepared in mind to accept all discomforts, all inconveniences voluntarily to receive the mercy of God. Because we have not gone to stay comfortably there. The purpose is not to go and stay comfortably there, to get all the facilities. Purpose is to realize the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is available over there. So we may not get the food that you want. We may not get the food that we expect, and the comfort of the residence and the transport and the road and so many situations and interaction with people. We may not get exactly what you expect. But what you will get, if you are able to tolerate this and transcend all these things, you will get the ultimate treasure of Gaulok Vrindavan in the short stay of your Mayapur Dham. That is why in our heart we have to prepare the bag of the heart of humility, with tolerance, with readiness to accept inconveniences, gathering our heart and soul in ears when the katha is being narrated in the holy place, of the holy place, by the saintly people, by the pure devotees. We gather all our consciousness, wakefulness in our ears to grasp every word of the glories of the Dham. Because through the words of the pure devotee sitting in the holy Dham, narrating the holy Dham's glories, the holy Dham's glories will be revealed to our heart. Not when we are conditioned and going there with material consciousness, trying to find faults in the situations around us. When we are grateful for being allowed to go in the Dham, that time the glory and the mercy of the Dham, the compassion of the Dham will be manifested and realized in our heart by all of us. Although we will be covered by all the merciful situation, still mercy will be away from us if we are in material consciousness. So we have to prepare our consciousness before going from here. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association will be available in the holy Dham of Navadvip, whatever little time we spend. So we should not perform any gossip there, not talk about worldly things, business, and the food was available, not available, transport was good, not good, water was there, not there in the hotels and ashrams, and so many things may be there. Do not waste your time in discussing all those things. Those things are available in our permanent residences in Bombay, wherever we stay, wherever cities we are staying, all those things we have made for our comforts. We are not going for enjoying those comfort which is at home, all over there in the hotels and ashrams. The whole essence of visiting that place is to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to ignore all those things. Somehow or other, transcend all those things, the dualities and the affections of the material world, and focus our mind at the feast of Pancha Tattva. Was standing there with raised hands, chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami by his own hand, holding his hand in Navadvip. He took him to Yogapit first. And Yogapit, Sachi Mata was there, she cooked with her own divine hands, with which she would cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was there, and after he went away also. And Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami relished that Mahaprasadam, cooked by the divine hands of Sachi Mata, the Jagan Mata, the mother of the universe. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu introduced him to Sachi Mata, to Vishnu Priya Devi, who assisted in cooking, to Madhusudan, one devotee was there, Ishan was there. Introduced them, what were their glories, what they did for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Jiva Goswami rolled in the rust, falling unconscious again and again. Why I did not take birth in Gaulok Vrindavan? Why I did not come here earlier? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Nityananda Prabhu took him to Shiva Sangan. And he told, this is the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Sankirtan Mahayagya. At this place, he first began performing Sankirtan in the daytime. Then he spread the Sankirtan Yagya all over Navadvipa Dham. People were scared of Qazi and the Muslim soldiers. So nobody would actually openly, nobody had any daring to perform Sankirtan openly or devotional service as such also. So all suppressed out of fear. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them fearlessness. And even the Qazi's rule was there. Still, the devotees, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by the gift of fearlessness that he gave them, started performing Sankirtan everywhere. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why sleep in the night time? Night is the mode of ignorance. So many hours of the day goes in the night and sleeping. Why should we sleep? Why not perform Hare Krishna Mahamantra Sankirtan? If this question was asked to us, we would say, not this time. But every devotee said, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Everybody instantly agreed. And in their agreement was hidden the power to not fall asleep in the night time. When they accepted the proposal, it is said that when Sri Krishna or Sri Guru gives you instruction, the potency to follow the instruction also is there in the instruction. Only we have to say yes to that instruction. So what was required in this particular situation? If you have to say yes to that, that means you should be oblivious to sleep. You should not be feeling tired. You should not feel sleepy. So the moment they said that, they got the power to completely go beyond sleep, the urge of sleep. And no one slept as long as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed daytime and nighttime kirtan. No one slept there. The only difference of daytime and nighttime was, daytime it was public affair, you know. Everybody would come and participate. And nighttime only it was supposed to be for confidential people. So, many of the Hindus and Brahmins who were not allowed to come in because they were attached to their Brahminical culture or Sattvic Guna or position or pride they had of their own purity, so-called knowledge of Vedas, they were not allowed to come in because only pure people were free from material desire, they were allowed to come inside. So they were envious. They were thinking, why we are not allowed? We are qualified. Then they thought they must be having enjoyment with women inside. They must be drinking wine. Why they jump like this and become unconscious? Because they must be drunk inside. Such kind of discussions were going on out of envy. And then the Muslim soldiers became alarmed. They thought, how dare these people are performing Sankirtan like this? Not in the night time, but daytime also they are performing. They have got lost the fear for us. What do they think of themselves? So these Brahmins and these people who are envious, they went to Qazi and they said, he is ruining our religion. Sri Gauranga is ruining our religion. Our Vedic principles are misinterpreted. Nowhere it is mentioned like you should become mad and roll on the ground, jumping in the ground on up and down like intoxicated condition. They must be womanizing and gambling and intoxicating themselves. Thus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ruining our religion, the essence of religion. You must stop this as the king of this place. You are Qazi, you are the boss, it's your right to maintain peace in this institution, in this situation. So Qazi was enraged. And then the news came that two boatloads of soldiers are coming close to Navadvip, Mayapur. So all the Brahmins started cursing. It is because of Srivas. Because of his house, he is hosting these Sankirtan Yagyas. Now we will be condemned and they will uproot everybody and throw everybody property in Ganges. We should have uprooted the house of Srivas and thrown in the Ganges long back, but we made a mistake. We did not do that. Now all of us will be destroyed. And soon the soldiers came, entered the house of Srivas and broke the Mridanga. So this place is also called as Khola Bhanga Danga. Khola means a particular kind of Mridanga that we use in West Bengal. It was broken. And Qazi and the soldiers warned everybody, if ever you perform again Sankirtan, we'll destroy your houses, uplift you and throw you in the Ganges and destroy you, your existence over here. So Srivas got worried actually. Not for himself, he was not a coward. But he felt devotees will be in danger now. These Muslim soldiers will disturb their lives, will harm them. So started worshipping Narsingadev, came to his house and worshipping Narsingadev. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that time was walking at the banks of Ganga in his transcendental mood of the holy name, and he saw Kazi and soldiers, you know, trying to threaten people, and Kazi and he had some exchanges of sight, but nothing happened, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away. And from there he came straight running to Srivas Angan, the house of Srivas Pandit, and he said, I am he. Till now you are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have not understood me? Haven't you identified me? Who am I? I am he. The purpose of your worship is fulfilled. I am the person who is to be worshipped. Don't you worry of the Muslim soldiers. I have come to save the pious, protect the pious and annihilate the miscreants. Don't worry of the Qazi. I will destroy him very soon. I will destroy all the people who are atheistic people, for materialistic people. You don't have to worry. What I will do, I will go to Qazi himself. I will make elephants, dogs and cats and cows chant the holy name and dance in ecstasy and fall unconscious. And he was going on narrating what he will do, how he will talk to Qazi, how he will defeat him, and finally how he will challenge them that you make any animal chant the name of Allah and I will see whether it is possible for you or not. And sure they will not be able to do so. And then I will make a mad elephant dance in ecstasy and fall in ecstasy of Krishna Prem. Do you want to see? Because he wanted to instill faith in Srivas Thakur's heart. He said, Narayani, chant the holy name and cry tears of love. And Narayani started crying, chanting the holy name, Krishna, Krishna, and she fell down in ecstasy. Rivers of tears flew from her eyes, and the house was filled with her tears. You see what I will say, I will do, I will show you. Do not fear. And that, after that, immediately Srivas Thakur started worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offered prayers, arti, praises, good words, and he had faith that Mahaprabhu will deliver all the devotees. And then afterwards, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that millions of people should light torches from millions of villages, come down the streets in front of Srivas Angan, light the torches in the twilight time, and chant the holy name fearlessly. And all the soldiers who came to stop the Sankirtan started chanting themselves. They came to stop it, but they did not know what was happening to them. Some of their beards were burning with fire. From where fire came, nobody knew. And they just went back to Qazi and they wanted to tell him what's happening, and they were saying, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. They could not say anything more. So they thought the disease that this Gauranga has, of some mental disease. He falls unconscious, jumps in the sky, falls down like piece of the wood, and does so many madly things. This same disease has been, it is attacking my soldiers also. So they said, We Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then the whole masses, when they were coming like ocean, Qazi came to understand, all my soldiers are outnumbered like anything. Everywhere there is only torches and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and people and people and people completely shouting, kill the Qazi, kill the Qazi. The Qazi just went on second floor, from ground floor, hid himself, and Mahaprabhu went to his house and said, I've come to your house as a guest, why are you not receiving us? So Qazi had completely mellowed down, and he said, actually your father is a great friend of mine. I'm your uncle, you're my nephew, and uncle and nephews don't fight and don't get angry with each other. It's simply they have love. So he said, why you people are opposing the Sankirtan Yajna? People are chanting the holy name of the Lord. Why are you opposing? And why are you killing cows? The mother who was giving milk to everybody. And there was a long discussion between Qazi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was narrating, and he defeated Qazi. And Qazi said, actually what happened was, I went that day and stopped the Kirtan and wrote the Mridanga. That very same night, I got a dream. And in that dream, one ferocious lion came. And he jumped on my body. He pierced his nails in my shoulders and chest, and he warned me, if ever you stop my devotees, I'll burn you, I'll beat you, I'll cut you into pieces and throw you in Ganges. Not only you, all of your people will be destroyed and burnt by me. Beware of my devotees again if you disturb them. So that day only I decided not to disturb you. And he said, now I understand that personality was Supreme Personality of Godhead and you also is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am completely convinced, I have fullest of realization in my heart that I understand you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I declare everybody today that generations after generations from now onwards, my family generations will never obstruct the Sankirtan of Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Navadvip Dham. Say, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki! And there is a tree today where, what is it, Champa and Neem. Nimai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in under Neem tree. So he was called Nimai. And with love, the Kazi was called by his kinsmen as Champa. Champa is Champa flower also. So there is a Champa tree and a Neem tree intertwined together with sharing same roots and branches, you know. A beautiful sight depicting the love of Chand Kazi for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chand Kazi, by the mercy of Lord Gauranga, instantly developed pure love and completely got freed from all sinful reactions. He was the incarnation of Kamsa actually. So thus is the beautiful Sankirtan Yajna of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many stories are there. I'll just narrate few of them in few minutes. Srivas Angan is considered to be that Rasasthali. Why I narrated Rasalila in the beginning in short was to understand that what was experienced by gopis at near Bansiwad at the bank of Ganga was also experienced by all the devotees at Srivas Angan, at the house of Srivas Pandit. So Srivas Angan is non-different from Rasasthali. Eternally, the Goloka of Premadhana is being distributed there. Constantly it is being distributed over there. Manifest over there and distributed over there. There was a tree called Kalpalata. Small creeper was there. It always had millions of flowers all the time on it. Srivas Pandit and other people will pluck flowers for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's worship and still similar number of flowers will be always there on the creeper. This called as it has descended from Goloka to decorate the house of Srivas. It is at this place of Srivas Angan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Shadbhuj Darshan to Nityananda Prabhu. Six arms, two of them were green holding bow and arrow, two of them were blue holding flute, and two of them were holding danda and kamandalu in golden color, depicting that Ram, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are same. And he showed many, many forms to Nityananda Prabhu also. Eight arm form, six arm form and four arm forms also. At one time he showed him four arm form with Shankha Chakra Padma Gada and Lota and Kamandalu also. So Mahaprakash Lila took place, the highest exhibition of the merciful nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 21 hours pastime was exhibited at Srivas Angan's house. At one time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and suddenly became hungry and he said, kichu deha khai, give me food. So everybody just ran and they brought tons of food in the form of rasgullas and kheer and yogurt and sandesh and condensed milk and fruits and so many vegetables, and instantly ate everything and still he said, kichu deha khai. Something similar remember in Govardhan also? Anior. In Bengali, kichu deha khai. All devotees are puzzled, now what to do? We are running and running out of stock of the food. Suddenly some devotees remembered, now we should give tulsi. And they offered tulsi and immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was satisfied. At three times this kirtan was stopped. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would feel that uneasiness when somebody was there was unqualified in the night time. So one time he stopped the kirtan and he said, what happened? Somebody is there here. He said, nobody is here. Srivas said, nobody is here. He was trying to cover up. Then he said, there is one brahmachari here who only drinks milk. Very, very austere. He wants to see your darshan. He said, gopis, they did not perform any austerities. Do you think this kind of experiences are available by performing austerities? Don't mistake that austerities can lead you to get all these wonderful experiences what you are getting in this kirtan of the holy name. It is not by drinking milk that you attain Krishna's love. Chuck him out of the house. So he was going sad, but he was grateful in the heart. But at least I could see, I could glance, I could witness. And he was, although he was thrown out of the house, he was gratefully shedding tears of gratitude. So Mahaprabhuji called him again inside. And then he danced with him and experienced the pleasure of Sankirtan Yajna. Another time he was performing Kirtan, he stopped. He said, something is wrong in this house. Is there anything wrong? Because Srivas Pandit's son had died, the only son. And Srivas, as soon as he came to know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely in peak of his ecstasy. So he didn't want to disturb him. He went inside and told all the ladies, just shut up. If you want to cry, I will throw all of you out of the house. Just don't cry. I do not want to disturb the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It looks like very cruel actually. It is not cruel. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the only purpose of Srivas Pandit's life. His service was the only goal of his life. At any cost, he didn't want to have anything interfering or coming in between the ways of ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, including the sorrow of the death of his child. So he warned all the ladies, don't cry. Some of them were concealing, but Mahaprabhu felt that uneasiness in the environment. And then Srivas had to reveal that my son had died long back. He said, why didn't you inform me? Then he went inside the house, consoled the crying women and called back the child. The child said, I have been living many lives like this. Many mothers and fathers I have. So my journey, my time for living in this body is finished. So I am going for my onward journey. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his blessings to the child. Child developed love of God and went back to Godhead. Everybody was so happy. At other time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped Kirtan and said, again somebody is there, I don't feel ecstasy. Srivas went searching everywhere and he saw in one basket his mother-in-law was hiding. So he removed the covering of the basket, held her by neck and threw her out of the house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't you understand? She is your mother-in-law. She is supposed to be respected by you. She is a respectable personality. Her daughter is your wife and serving you. It is a custom of Vedic understanding. And Srivas Pandit kept on saying, I don't know who is she. I don't know who is she. I don't know who is she. Then he explained. He said, whoever interferes in your ecstasy, I do not know that person. So although you may tell me she is my mother-in-law, I don't know her if she is interfering in your ecstasy. So this was Srivas Pandit's mood. And actually when the son died, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to the son. Son went back to Godhead and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to little side and muttered within himself, how will I leave company of such devotees like Srivas? And is explained by Acharyas, this is the first time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated that he is going to leave Navadvip very soon for some higher purpose. The first time he muttered, nobody heard it, himself. Only the writers of Chaitanya Charitamrita, by the mercy of Sarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami, could understand and could write down. So we can understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also exhibited great levels of renunciation to exhibit, to distribute and to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls with the divine gift of the holy name. Glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dham is unlimited. As I told you, 12 forests of Vrindavan are residing in there. 18 rivers, tributaries of Ganga, are staying in the dham of Navadvip, dividing it into 9 islands. And Sri Navadvip dham, all the 4 yugas incarnations have appeared there. In short, in Satya Yuga, Narsingha Bhagavan appeared in Narsingapalli after killing Hiranyakashipu. He came down and washed his hand in Ganga at Narsingapalli. In Treta Yuga, Lord Ramachandra in his Vanavas resided in Mudadrumadvipa, which is also the house of Vasudeva Datta and Saranga Thakur and other great souls. There is a house of Sri Ramachandra, and Lord Ramachandra revealed his Gauranga form to Mother Sita in Mudadrumadvipa. In Dwapar Yuga, Sri Krishna came to Navadvip. There was a king called Samudrasen And Bhimsen, after Rajasu Yagya, was doing Digvijay, and he was challenging, sending his horse, Ashwamedh Yagya. At that time, Samudra Sen thought that, I will not accept the domain of Bhimsen. I will fight with him, but not in the mood of winning. He wanted to defeat Bhim so that he will make Krishna appear in front of Samudra Sen. So he fought such a fierce war that Bhima was almost about to die. And Bhimsen was puzzled. I killed Duryodhan, I killed 100 Kauravas with my own hands. And how this simple king is overwhelming me with his chivalrous power. That time he called out Krishna's mercy. And Krishna appeared only for the vision of Samudra Sen. Even Bhimsen could not see. And suddenly, the chivalrously fighting Samudra Sen became humble, fell to the ground, offered prayers and shed tears to whom he did not understand. But he understood that I prayed to Krishna and Krishna had done this miracle. Suddenly the fighting Samudra Sen has become a friendly person. And he accepted Bhima as friend and made truce. So Sri Krishna himself appeared in Dwapar Yuga in Navadvip. And in Kali Yuga, Sri Krishna appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu and performed his pastimes in all the 9 islands and all Gauda Mandala Desha, which is 168 miles, circumference is there, parikrama is there. To each and every place Mahaprabhu performed pastime, and also in Koladvipa, which is called today Navadvip Township, Varahadev appeared to his devotee called Vasudev, not at Satyayuga time. After that, in Kali Yuga time, he appeared to Vasudev and glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes, which are forthcoming that time in Koladvipa. That's why that place is called Kola. Kola is Varaha actually. So I will end my lecture here. I also want to remind all of you, from 29th of October, Sharad Purnima onwards, the auspicious month of Kartik is beginning. And you all are going to visit Navadvip Dham in the month of Kartik, where lamp offering is going on. Each lamp can deliver you of all the sins that you have performed in millions of lifetimes, of kalpas and kalpas and kalpas. No sin can stand in front of a Kartik Deep. Huh? So do not lose the opportunity of offering lamp to the Lord every single day with great love and devotion, not only to get delivered from sins, but to develop the lamp of love in the heart of all of us. So it's very auspicious. All mercy, all great grand sale of the Lord is available for all of you. So please take the full advantage. Do not lose any iota of the mercy available. Whether you are here, not going to Navadvip Dham, or for service, or whether you are going to Navadvip Dham, participating in the Yatra, in both conditions, the mercy of the Sankirtan Yajna of the Holy Name is available to all of us. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Sankirtan Yajna ki Thai Gaur Premanande.